just sit there and say nothing when you're about to hit a parked car, now can I? I did not come near that car. When you sit on the right side of the car, there's an optical illusion factor. Things look closer.
Oh, well, fine, Fran. Have it your way. But that little red car was right in my lap.
Then learn to drive, Fran. I'm sick and tired of carting you around while you yelp and scream every 5 feet.
Well, hey, Fran. How was the sale?
Oh, it was a real pip. I took off work to take your mother to it, and she just crabs up the whole afternoon.
It is just a racket down there. Them Oxfords were only marked down from 1950 to 1298, and I don't call that a half-price sale. Why aren't you at work?
Oh, well, this is just sort of a long lunch break, Mama. We wasn't busy, and Claude came by the shop, so the
Claude
two of us...
Claude Kane Maker, that jackass?
He's downstairs, Mama.
What? He's here in my house?
Yes.
There were a lot of good bargains there.
I didn't force you to leave.
Please. Every time I tried on another pair of shoes, you sat there and moaned like a foghorn.
Oh, well, I might have moaned a little bit when you tried on that one pair for the third time.
You have to walk on shoes, Thelma. You have to test them out. You have to look at them in those little mirrors.
Oh, Fran, set it to music. And I don't keep beer in this fridge for you to be giving every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes over here looking for a handout.
Hi there, Ms. Harper.
Oh, hello, Claude. How's business? What is it, hauling?
Yeah, well, it's got its ups and downs, just like everything else.
Well, it's out of doors. That's a plus.
Yeah, get to meet a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't strain your brain much, neither.
I think I better skedaddle then. I'll catch you a little later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Claude. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to give him the third degree, Mama.
Just never you mind telling me how to behave in front of that goon. Even you were a boy, you dragged the dregs of humanity through this house, and I'm not going to have it just because you moved back in here.
He is a true friend. That man saved my life.
He saved your life when?
One time when we was hunting. I started to leave my red jacket in the car, and Claude says, you better put on that red jacket or some hunter's going to take a pot shot at you. So I put on the red jacket, and nobody shot me.
And I got Claude to thank for that.
Sonia, how's school? What's your favorite subject? That's all right. You can tell me tomorrow. Have you given any thought to going on to college?
Oh, no.
Can I be excused?
What is the big rush?
Well, I told Tommy Boyle and I'd drop by for a while.
That little pipsqueak.
Do you have to call him a pipsqueak? He's a great guy.
Yeah, what games does he play?
Games? I don't know. He's great at Space Invaders.
You know what I mean. Why don't you start hanging out with some athletes?
Well, I do sometimes, but tonight I'm hanging out with a pipsqueak.
Hey, are you getting funny with me?
No, it's just... I forget it.
And get on some teams in that school. You hadn't got on one team since you got there. I can hardly hold my head up.
Why do you keep harping on that anyway? You were never any good at athletics.
Oh, yeah? What about my volleyball ribbon?
That was a fluke and you know it.
I was a natural born athlete. This kid can be too if he just shape up.
Well, give me a break, Dad. This is about as shaped up as I'm going to get. Take it or leave it. Hey, you want a great athlete for a son, you should adopt Joe Montana or somebody like that.
Now, where do you think you're going?
Oh, I'm going over to Tommy Boylan's house and beat him up.
You can't say two words to that boy these days.
Hold it right there, Toots. It's your night for the dishes.
Oh, come on. I'm a wreck.
Yeah, well, you go lie down, darling, if you're tired.
I wish you could stop interfering when I am trying to get that girl to do her chores.
She's my daughter.
Well, it's my house.
Well, this is my head.
Hello? Mama, you want your silver back in the closet?
Well, it's about time. I thought you were supposed to bring that guy last night.
I said when I could. It was definitely left loose.
Well, just set it right down here. I haven't had a good night's sleep since that's been out of the house. Is there anything scratched up or bent?
No, Mama. It's in exactly the same condition.
Nothing missing, is there?
It's all there. I frisked everybody on the way out.
There's a nick on my tongs.
I'm ready for that nick. And friend, you are my witness. Did I not walk out of this house with a pair of nick tongs? And did we not all agree that when I brought them back, that nick would not be laid at my doorstep?
I don't like being in the middle like this.
I know, but that nick was there, wasn't it?
It was.
Fine. I'm just thankful that it's back in the house, safe and sound. Did your guests think it was pretty?
Well, of course they did.
Well, what did they say exactly?
Well, I don't know exactly. I wasn't walking around with a notepad.
Ben, will you please come in here and put my silver up on the closet shelf?
Well, right this second, or can I finish my jello?
You could do it while you're arguing.
Hello, Ben.
Ellen. Hello.
Hi, Vint. This here's Claude.
Well, hi there. What's new?
Well, I kind of got myself in a pickle, buddy.
Yeah?
It seems the long arm of the law has got me.
No kidding.
Well, you see, I was sitting on a bar stool down there at the Bigger Jigger, and some bozo comes along and tries to knock me off my seat.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
I'm telling you what happened. Before I know it, the guy starts swinging at me. Well, anyway, I'm down here in jail at 63rd and Brookside. Could you come out and get me out, old buddy?
Well, sure, I guess I can do that.
Good. And bring some money. You know how they run their little racket down
here. How much?
Well, it's a pretty sizable chunk. I'll pay you back as soon as I can, about $250.
$250? Gee, I don't know.
Don't let me down, Ben. I can't spend the night in the slammer. I'm a free spirit. I'd go nuts. Besides, you know what happens to good-looking guys in jail.
I don't have anything like that.
Well, sell something or borrow it or hock something. You got a watch or a ring or...
Oh, I don't really.
All right. Okay, I got the picture. Might as well find out the truth now before you and me get to be partners in some great big business deal or something.
No, just wait. Just slow down. I'll take care of it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Just relax, and I'll see you as soon as I can.
Who was that?
Oh, nobody you know, Mama. Just a friend of mine.
Well, who?
Arnold.
Well, when'd you meet him?
A while ago. A week ago. I don't know.
Well, what was his problem?
You think everybody calls me, he's got a problem?
Well, let's face it, Vince. You get hooked up with losers.
Arnold is no loser, Mama. He is a very nice guy. Hardly ever takes a drink.
Oh, they all say that.
Well, I have seen his wife try to push a second drink on him, and he just won't have it.
Well, now, what kind of a wife tries to get her husband drunk?
She just tried to loosen him up at parties.
What parties have you been to with Arnold?
Well, I haven't seen Arnold evening long enough. Bye, Mama. Thanks for the silver.
Ellen? I'll walk you to your car. Oh. Don't want the boogeyman to get you.
Oh. I'll talk to you, Mama.
Ellen?
Well, Ben, please don't bother. My car's right there.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yes?
Ellen, I'm in kind of a tight spot. Just temporarily.
Ben, are you asking me for money?
Yeah. No. Yes, but I'm leading up to it. Ellen, I need $250.
Ben, I don't ever lend money. Not ever. I just don't. Ever.
Yeah, but I'm your brother.
Oh, well, I wouldn't use that as an argument. You were my brother when you smashed every doll in my storybook doll collection. You were my brother when you spied on my pajama party and you did things to Helene McBride that have left psychological scars on her to this day. You were my brother.
Look, I can't keep apologizing for that stuff forever now, can I? Ellen, please.
You know what I always say, Vint, when I get discouraged? Count your blessings.
Vint, will you please get over here and put this silver up here on the top shelf before it's stolen right out from under us when we're all in our beds? And push it way in the back there out of sight so nobody can see it. That silver's the most valuable thing in this house. Well, I guess you heard all of that. Bits and pieces. Thelma, you just sit down, honey, and relax. All I want is some juice.
I know I'm doing the right thing. Don't you think so?
Well, Thelma, I'm just a paying guest here.
I know all of that. But you are also my sister.
All right, then, as your sister, I think it's time you laid this burden down.
But he's my baby. Can I just throw him to the wolves?
Yes, throw him to the wolves. Throw him to the wolves. This could be the making event.
Well, I guess maybe he would be better off.
Of course. I wouldn't mind being able to get in the bathroom once in a while either.
Ben, what are you doing?
I'm getting my clothes. Do you mind?
Well, them things ain't even dry yet.
Don't worry about it. I'll dry it in the car. I'll let it all hang out the window while I dry it.
I suppose you're going to wear it all on iron, too.
I'll iron it whenever I get where I'm going. I am not helpless, Mama. Me and the kids will be just fine. And I'm going down there to my boss, and I'm going to demand a raise. And if he don't give it to me, then I'm going to get me a better job somewhere else, because I am going to forge ahead.
One day he's going to thank you for making him strong.
Vent! You come back here! I guess the least I could do is just press these things up for you so you don't go out of here looking like a ragamuffin.
I am an independent man, Mama.
Well, I know that. But I can just do this one thing for you and... Oh! As long as you're here, it wouldn't hurt you to have some breakfast.
Well...
I could make you up some nice waffles.
I don't know.
Well, you might as well start out on a full stomach.
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt to eat.
Well, now, I'll take care of all that. You just sit right down over here, darling. Just sit down.
Okay.
Thelma, don't do this. Let him go.
Fran, ain't you late for work?
Enjoy your waffles.
Would you like jam or syrup, baby?
Syrup, I guess.
And I want you to stop letting Claude come over here and drink up all my beer, you hear?
I'll pay for that beer, and I got a right to have my friends over here.
Well, then have somebody decent, not that Claude Canemaker or that Arnold, whatever his name is.
You never give anybody a chance, Mama.
And I'll tell you what, you better get Claude to pay you back today, and then you get my silver back here right away. Boy, I can hardly wait to see them tongs this time around.
Hello?
Guess who?
He's out of the mob and back in therapy.
What are you going to do, Paul?
Well, I like hitting guys over there with a baseball bat. That's always good.
So sporting goods.
Robert De Niro.
Look at the size of that trunk. Put three bodies in there.
Lisa Kudrow.
That restaurant was really good up until the attempted whacking.
And Billy Crystal.
Some people tried to kill us. It was really nothing.
Analyze That. Sunday, September 11th at 8 on TBS.
The taste is pure cinnamon sensation. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Light crispy little squares of toasted wheat and rice. Baked with love, then kissed with sweet cinnamon sugar. The aroma, the taste, the legend.
Frank.
Yes.
Enough.
It was him.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Breakfast on a whole other level.
Thanks, buddy.
Who's your daddy?
I'm the daddy.
My nerves stand on end.
Everything's a blur. And all I want to do is get even higher.
Andrea Moretti is under the influence of her local teen center volunteer. She helps Andrea stay on top of the world and off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer.
Now it's easy to afford beautiful, professionally installed hardwood and laminate floors. Just call Empire today. We'll bring a wide variety of quality brand name hardwood and laminate flooring to choose from right at home. All durable and easy to care for. And we'll professionally install your new flooring the next day at no extra charge. In fact, you save with our warehouse direct prices. Plus, no payments till 2007.
Call Empire today for quality flooring and save.
800-588-2300-EMPIRE. Today.
It's the 10 for $10 sale going on now at Kroger. A wide variety of your favorite items are on sale. The 10 for $10 sale at Kroger. Right store, right price.
Millions of Medicare-eligible Americans have been waiting for affordable coverage.
I waited 3 years for her to marry me.
I said no twice.
The third time was a charm. You wait long enough and good things happen.
If you are eligible for Medicare and have been waiting for affordable coverage, call Humana now for this free booklet. At 1-800-645-7327, you'll discover Humana, a new plan in your area that's been helping people nationwide for over 40 years. Humana gives you the freedom to choose your doctors, affordable copayments, prescription drug coverage, emergency coverage when you travel, and much more. All for a low monthly plan premium of just $29.
This book showed us how Humana can help.
And some things are just worth waiting for.
Call now at 1-800-645-7327 for this free booklet, A Shopper's Guide to Medicare Choices.
Coming up, girls still love Zach. Guys still love Kelly, and nerds still love, well, nerdy things. And we've got it all on Saved by the Bell, the College Years, next, right here on TBS.
Need an extension cord. Against my better judgment, I lent my hair dryer to Sonia, and of course I got it back without the extension cord.
Wait, Nick, just slow down. There's one right over here in the closet.
She's trying to remember what she did with it. Well, I need to dry my hair in this lifetime.
Extension cord for the plug by the sink in the bathroom.
The bathroom? As if I ever see the inside of the bathroom since Ben and those kids moved in here.
Can't find anything in a panic like this. I could have sworn I had an extension cord in here somewhere. Doesn't that hair dryer work without one?
Why, yes, Thelma, if I want to crouch in a corner or crawl under the bed.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
My silver's gone.
What? Oh, it can't be.
Are you telling me that I don't have eyes in my head? Are you telling me that I'm crazy? Is that what you're
just
trying to tell me?
Hang on for a minute.
That silver is gone. Somebody came in here in the middle of the night and stole it.
You know what? It does seem to be gone.
Oh, I see. I say it's gone, and that's no good. Now that you've looked, we can put it in the paper. Sam says the silver's gone.
Abuse is not going to get us anywhere.
Oh, I'll bet you anything that somebody some bit put that.
Will you just calm down? Nobody took it. Ben just put it someplace else.
Ben! My mama's silver. The only valuable thing that old skinflint ever gave me.
I do wish you would stop saying mama gave that to you. You know she wanted me to have it.
Well, the crooks have got it now.
Yeah.
Ben, I can't find the silver. Now, where'd you put it?
Right where you told me.
In there? In a closet on the shelf?
Yeah, on some closet shelf somewhere. It'll turn up. If not, then I'll find it when I get home. Oh, my gosh, look at the time. I better skip breakfast.
Well, now, you wait just a minute. What do you mean, some closet shelf?
Well, I'm not going to put it somewhere. It's not the kind of thing I can take the time to think about right this second.
Vinton Harper, you are not leaving this house till you tell me what you did with my silver.
It's in somebody's safekeeping. It's all right.
You gave it to someone?
I borrowed it. If Ellen can borrow it, why can't I? I just let this friend have it for a day or two.
What friend is that?
Oh, that pesty old Arnold.
Well, I don't even know this idiot. Now he's got my silver.
Don't start in on him again. It all happened very suddenly in the middle of the night, and I didn't see any reason to bother you about it.
Why would Arnold need silver in the middle of the night?
That's a story in itself.
Well, I guess I'll just go crawl under the bed and dry my hair.
Vic, who do you think you're kidding?
You'll get it back. I'll retrieve it in a day or two.
Retrieve it? Where is it?
It's all right. I just pawned it.
You pawned it?
You see, now that's exactly why I didn't want to tell you, because I knew there'd be all this overreaction.
Vic, why would you do a thing like this?
Because I needed $250 fast, and nobody in this damn family lend me the money.
What, you got gambling debts or something?
No, I needed it for a friend.
Who?
I'm not ashamed of it. Claude.
Claude Canemaker.
Yes, he's my best friend.
Good Lord in heaven. You robbed me for that bum.
I didn't rob anybody. And he is not a bum. He is a man of vision and integrity and belief in his fellow human beings.
Well, what did he need that money for?
Bail. He was in jail.
You stole my silver for Claude Kingman. The only reason that I stayed with your daddy was because of my children. And look at my reward. The only time Ellen comes over is if she needs something. Eunice is a mess from top to bottom. But you are the worst. You have robbed your own family. I'm going to be up every night now wondering what the hell else you're carrying out of here. My mistake was in letting you move back in here after that miserable wife of yours ran off to be a showgirl in Las Vegas. At her age and with those legs.
There's no more Cocoa Puffs.
I can only be a saint for so long. You're going to have to find somebody else to wait on you hand and foot, mister.
I didn't move back in for that. I moved back home so that you could have a little companionship. You were always saying you never got a chance to see your grandchildren.
Well, I've had a good look now.
Mama, I don't care about me, but you can't toss those kids out in the street.
I could stay with Nancy.
You shut up.
You are getting out of here right now. I am tired of standing around watching you fritter away your meaningless little life just like your daddy did.
You are what's been holding me back. Nothing I ever did suited you. Not my paper route or my snake collection.
Your paper route? You never did throw anybody's newspaper on the front porch. It was always in a book, sure in the gutter or up a tree. And I'm the one that got all the phone calls.
Don't go through my whole life story. There must be some place in this world where I can get a kind word, and by golly, I'm going to find it. I am free! Free!
Well, sir!